We welcome State Senator Mike McGuire to the show. Senator, good to have you back.
Hey, happy Friday, Pat. How you doing? How's
happy
your week?
Friday. The week has been good. It's, National Women's History Month, so we're paying special attention to all of that. And then there was this lawsuit that reared up this week that Jeff Sessions came to town, Sacramento, to talk about. And Californians, especially politicians of all kinds, were doing the same rallying cry, not going to happen here. What do you have to say, Mike, about Jeff Sessions' remarks this week?
Look, I think what we have seen time and time again, this administration continues to advance stunts and not substance. California, we pass laws that honor our values and protect our people. And we are a state of immigrants. And that stunt by the Trump administration goes against California values. And quite frankly, we will win in court. We were very specific in regards to Senate Bill 54 that was passed, working with law enforcement up and down the state of California. And I believe that is going to be upheld in a court challenge by the Trump administration. And the bottom line is this, Pat. California is a state of immigrants. Diversity is who we are. We have 34% of our labor force made up of immigrants. 25% of the state's population are immigrants. We have more dreamers than anywhere else in the state, anywhere else in the United States of America. In California, particularly in these difficult times, we'll continue to stand strong for our most vulnerable, and that includes our immigrant communities.
And yes, as you say, it will definitely end up in court, and nothing will change for us in the meanwhile, it sounds like. But boy, oh boy, they're going after Libby Schaaf, aren't they? The mayor who decided to send out a warning about an impending ICE raid over last weekend. Maybe a lot of people across the country didn't know who Libby Schaaf was a week ago, but they sure do now.
They certainly do now. And that, look, the bottom line is President Trump and his administration, they can continue filing lawsuits. Here in California, we're going to lead the way in the fight for justice. And I think it speaks to leadership, particularly in these challenging times when the administration continues to go after the most vulnerable in our country. California will lead the way through. And I think that we have the American people on our side, by the way. Poll after poll after poll, even in conservative districts, Democrats are trending higher than they ever have before. And by the way, this isn't just a partisan issue. You take a look at those who want to be able to support dreamers in this country and in this state. It's Republicans and Democrats alike. This does not have to be a divisive issue. But what I'll say is I think we're still going to have some challenges in the months to come. And again, I believe firmly that we are going to win in court. But our bottom line continues to be the fires, right? We need to continue to recover strong from the fires. We're advancing legislation on emergency alerts. We had a great meeting with the governor's office this week on Wednesday with Senator Dodd and Assemblymember Wood and Levine and Aguiar Curry to be able to deliver the final project list to the governor's office for all of the requests, whether it's housing,
wow,
infrastructure.
That's got to be a long piece of paper, Senator.
It really is, and it's been a collaborative effort. And I got to tell you, Pat, these four counties, Mendocino, Lake, Sonoma, and Napa, have come together like no other time before to be able to work together to make sure that we are driving resources both from the state and federal government.
And as we know, at this stage of the game, I think we have a pretty good handle on what went wrong, and now it just needs to be a shift in focus from blame to solution. And I know that that's what you're talking about happening in Sacramento. And recovery, of course, at the top of everybody's mind. Over 5 months now, Mike, can you believe it, since the wildfires in October? And what is your current report? What grade do you give us so far on recovery as of now?
I think that we are we've advanced cleanup rather strongly. We are completed cleanup a month and a half ago in Lake County. We're nearly complete in Mendocino County and Napa County. We've hit the 80% mark in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
Look, this process will never be smooth, never. But our goal was the first part of spring to have the community completely turned back, and we're going to be able to meet that promise that was made in the early weeks of the firestorm. But what we have to make sure we continue to do is focus on financial resources for housing, financial resources to rebuild infrastructure, and that's what our main focus is going to be this year. And I also will say, Pat, we're working with the Cal Fire Chiefs, the California Professional Firefighters, and Cal Fire firefighters to advance about $140 million in needed revenue for a beefed up mutual aid fire system in the state. Because what we saw from this firestorm, 300 engines were ordered, approximately 300 engines were ordered in the first 12 hours of
yes.
the North Bay firestorm, and only 130 arrived. We can't let this happen again, and the state has to fund an enhanced mutual aid system.
And speaking of money, Senator, we found out yesterday that Home Depot, as a company, has set aside $50 million across the country to train construction workers. We were on the phone with them this morning, and apparently that money has been put into the hands of a nonprofit called Home Building Institute. So we're going to straight away get on the phone with them and say, how do we get some of that money? I mean, who could possibly need that money more to train construction workers than us here in the North Bay? So we'll keep you posted on that, but it would be nice to get at least a piece of that donation from Home Depot coming to our area.
I couldn't agree with you more, and we're going to need it, not just now, but in 5-10 years from now. We're still going to be building as we come back from this fire stronger than ever. I totally agree with you.
And one thing that I find heartening right now, Senator, is that people are really starting to complain. You hear a lot of grousing that you haven't heard in the previous, say, four and a half months about fire circumstances. And to me, the notion that we're hearing a lot of campaigning is a very good sign, because it means that we have shifted focus from the actual, you know, beginnings of recovery to the step-by-step slog that it takes to get through recovery. And I just see that as a good sign.
I agree. And I got to say, folks have a lot to complain about, candidly. We have thousands of folks who lost their homes and their worlds were upended. But what I will continue to say, and it is a promise, we are going to be here now. We're going to be here in the months to come, and we're going to be here in the years to come to make sure that we have the resources to rebuild strong. It is a challenging and painful process, but I promise you we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this stronger by working together. We're going to be out in Larkfield, actually, tonight, meeting with several dozen residents about how we can continue to work together to make sure that Larkfield, who was hit so hard by the firestorm, has the resources to thrive in the years to come. And it's going to take all of us continuing to talk constantly, right? Over-communication is key in the months to come as we start this rebuilding process.
No question about it. We are with you on that score. And Senator McGuire, so happy to have you with us. And we will check in with you periodically to see what's happening in Sacramento and how that translates to good and better news for us in the North Bay. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Kerrigan, you do an amazing job, and we are so grateful for your work. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. That is State Senator Mike McGuire talking about the lawsuit against California. And of course, the conversation always circles back to recovery, as efforts are being made locally speaking on the state level where the senator is, and also on the federal level, just trying to get the most money, the most services, and the best conditions that we can, the best, be armed with the best tools we can to further the recovery so far.